Frustrated and embarrassed. Those were words Governor Bill Haslam used last week to describe the swift failure of Ensure Tennessee, his plan to expand Medicaid. Now, just a few days after that rejection, the governor goes before the legislature for his State of the State address. WPLN's Capitol reporter Chas Siss joins us now to reflect on last week's setback and where the governor goes from here. Hello, Chas.
Hi, Emil.
Governor Haslam took a huge risk introducing Ensure Tennessee, and it didn't even make it out of a health committee in the Senate. Where did things go wrong for Governor Haslam?
Well, I mean, there really wasn't much that went right for him, to be quite honest. I think really to understand why Ensure Tennessee failed, you really need to step back all the way to before the November elections. You know, you had a lot of lawmakers running for re-election. They made the promise that they would oppose Obamacare at every turn. And Haslam was really asking them on the very first vote of the year to go back on that. And then at the same time, Haslam didn't really bring up health insurance during the campaign, so he really couldn't claim a mandate for this program. Then you sort of add to that this tour of the state that he did, where he really wanted to bring lawmakers face-to-face with the problem, took them to a lot of clinics and providers. And I think a lot of lawmakers took the exact wrong lesson away from his standpoint, where they thought, well, these providers are filling the need, so there's really no need to do this. So really just no momentum built up on this.
And after the committee vote was taken, Governor Haslam said the defeat didn't really change the fact that a lot of people in Tennessee were still struggling.
There's this picture a lot of folks have, unfortunately, that these are all people who are somehow looking to get a deal off the government. Well, maybe there's some like that, but there's a whole lot of people that really need health care, and not getting it in a preventative way hurts them and hurts all the rest of us, too.
Is there any thought, Chas, that Ensure Tennessee might rise again this spring?
Well, it's definitely dangerous to say there's no chance, but it seems very, very unlikely. You know, just start with the fact that the guy, the majority leader who carried this legislation for him in the House, says he's not going to support it anymore. He wouldn't deal with it. It's tough to see a Republican stepping up and doing that. That leaves Democrats. Any kind of bill with a Democrat as the lead sponsor, that's just not going to fly. You know, and Haslam himself says there's really no point to putting the same plan up all over again. So that means renegotiating with the federal government. That could take months. You add it all up, and it probably is at least a year or two, really, before this comes up again for the legislature, if ever.
Ensure Tennessee was kind of Governor Haslam's centerpiece legislation for this year. Now that it's been defeated, what can he hope to accomplish the rest of this this year?
Well, I mean, I think really he's going to be going on the defensive for the most part. He, in his first speech after Ensure Tennessee's defeat, started talking about education, which is an issue where he really can claim a mandate. You know, he started talking about where he stands on Common Core, testing of students and teacher evaluations. And a lot of what he's going to be trying to do is hold the line on these issues and make sure that the legislature doesn't undo the reforms that he's championed. You know, but this is something, even on education, this is something where you've got a lot of people across the political spectrum who are very unhappy, very upset, and it's going to be tough for him to hold the line on that.
Now, we talked a little bit about some of the issues that he'll look to address and some of the difficulties he might have. Do you think, looking back at the special session and what happened with Ensure Tennessee, do you think that kind of weakens his hand a bit going forward with the rest of these issues?
Yeah, well, it definitely hurts him. The question is going to really be how much. You know, he hasn't really been tested like this before. He hasn't really tried to do anything that would be this difficult. There was some immediate talk about him being a lame duck. In fact, Representative Rick Womack, who has probably been the most hostile lawmaker to him over the last few years, was taking to Twitter saying, quack, quack, I hear a lame duck in the governor's office. You know, there were other lawmakers who voiced that sort of sentiment, though certainly not nearly as publicly. But, you know, there's always been this question about how much influence Haslam has over the legislature, even going back to 2010. And this certainly doesn't do much to dispel that notion that he's weak towards the legislature.
Governor Haslam delivers his State of the State tonight. So what do you expect to hear from him?
I think that he'll probably be talking about education, which, as I said, is an issue that he's been very active on. I think a lot of what he'll be doing is trying to dust himself off.
Chas Siss is State Capitol reporter for WPLN. Thanks, Chas.
You're welcome.
In Nashville, I'm Emil Moffitt.